Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for, too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the IND. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the IND.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 16th of October of the year 2020. On this day in 1847, Charlotte Bronte's book Jane Eyre was published, the manual for how to convince a lady that keeping your mentally ill foreign wife in the attic is romantic and cool as long as she dies in a horrible accident. Celebrations today include National Feral Cat Day and World Food Day, which you should celebrate by eating food and looking at a cat but not trying to domesticate it, I guess. Deathiversaries today include in 1333 Nicholas V, the Italian anti-pope who died about the age of 73. Your guest today on the podcast is a favourite returning guest of ours, self-made bajillionaire, at least according to self-reporting, Josh Gondelman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. You know, it's been so long since I made my first bajillion dollars, and just being here keeps me humble.
Well, today you're bringing us all the latest in deep fake and video news. You're a big deep fake fan.
Love a deep fake. Honestly, the fakes for too long were too shallow, and they say beauty is only skin deep, but deep fakes only have to be skin deep, and I love that. I have a lot to report. First of all, deep fake technology, right? Pretending to be someone else with video technology has gotten so good that you might not realize this, but I'm not tech bajillionaire Josh Gondelman. I am Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's who I am. Josh pays me to appear as him on video conference calls because even though no one can tell the difference, I bring kind of an intangible confidence to a call that makes people like me where they think Josh is a weaselly little twerp. Those are his words and also mine.
We're going to get into all of that in just a minute, but first, some headlines of stories we don't have time for. In Peru, Peru's government has opened the Inca ruins of Machu Picchu for a single Japanese tourist who had waited almost 7 months to visit the World Heritage Site, prompting people to ask, what does opening Machu Picchu involve? It's just there, isn't it? They don't have to power it up and pump the smell of popcorn through it. Do they have to deploy the mascots of ancient Inca child sacrifice? I don't know. Have you been to Machu Picchu, Josh?
I've not. I have a replica, a full-size replica of Machu Picchu that I lived in briefly, just in an attempt to feel you know, just I like to kind of appropriate the powers of other cultures. I think it makes me more of a better bajillionaire and a better tech entrepreneur. And so when I lived inside for probably 7-8 years, a replica of Machu Picchu. I have the power of now within me of Quetzalcoatl, which I'm not even sure is from the same culture, but I can feel it coursing through me in kind of a generalist appropriative vibe.
Meanwhile, in the US, a poll done among Trump supporters has revealed that a solid proportion of his base are mainly supporting him out of a desire to annoy the people who hate him, who they hate. Participants ticked a number of boxes describing how much they love Trump, and scientists have extrapolated from this data that if presented with footage of Trump defecating on an eagle wrapped in an American flag, 16% of Fox News watchers would believe it's a deepfake, and 49% would agree that it was a QAnon plot to save them from 5G Wi-Fi abortions. And meanwhile, James Cameron has leaked audio of his recent interview with the slug that lives at the bottom of the deepest trench in the ocean, absorbing resentment and spewing out waves of anger. In response to a question about QAnon, the slug said, "I'm just entertained by the fact that nobody's noticed that the main sinister shadowy vested interests spreading political disinformation are the people writing the conspiracy theories. Like, none of these plot uncoverers have considered looking over their shoulder for the conspiracy." Having made contact with the overworld, the deep ocean hate slug plans to launch a podcast. Apparently Spotify is interested in that.
I can't wait to see how much money they give. I tried to bid for the Slug's podcast. I did. But surprisingly, the Slug, anti-Semite.
Really? Really? I mean, I guess absorbing resentment and spewing out hate is just sort of it's a gimme for anti-Semitism.
Right.
There.
It's kind of part and parcel. You know, it's like when someone believes the world is flat, it's like, they probably don't like vaccines either. And it's that kind of thing. It all comes together.
I would like to see more of a grab bag approach. I feel like this like wholesale approach to conspiracy theories is what's doing everyone in. Like, you've got to absorb every single other conspiracy theory. I want to see some more people who are like, you know, climate change believers but vaccine deniers. I want to see a bit more.
Yeah, you've got to take what works for you. Kind of a buffet of conspiracy. Although I should say Dwayne The Rock Johnson, when I go to a buffet, I go full trays. So the metaphor doesn't really hold for me, but generally it does. Anyway, pretend I'm Josh. Keep pretending I'm Josh.
I will keep pretending you're Josh, but just as a side note, to break the fourth wall here, Dwayne, I'm really loving your VP debates and the fact that you've brought physical violence in a way that has only ever been sort of implied before.
I'm not one for metaphor. I like to make everything very visual, right? Like when I say, "Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?" when I used to say that in WWE events, I was always making a bouillabaisse backstage that would waft into the audience's nostrils.
Well, that's all the time we have for headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because capitalism is the dragon and your money's a virgin for now. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Wonder Product. Wonder Product, a patented mixture for all the family. Get some or it now or subscribe. Find it at your local retailer or call our hotline for advice. Wonder Product. I wonder what it is. have you bought into shares of Wonder Product, Josh?
Oh, yes. I have an interest in Wonder Product, more than intellectual, a financial interest as well. Mostly because I hate curiosity. I hate wondering. So I bought shares in it just to know what it is.
It's incredible that it has been valued so highly on the stock market, given that still nobody has any idea what they are buying or selling when they buy it.
Well, part of it is just the enormous valuation. I went in as if it were Shark Tank, and I just made them a tremendous offer for probably a wildly out of whack valuation, because I just can't stand. I think as a technology entrepreneur, I think that everything in our world is knowable, and if I don't know it, it makes me very angry. So I will put money into a project so I can know about it, and then I make everyone sign an NDA so that everyone else pays me money to know the thing that I knew.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. I'm hoping at some point to find out what it is. I keep ordering it. It hasn't arrived yet, but I guess that's part of the wonder of the thing.
That's the magic. Because once you get it, it's not Wonder Product anymore. Just product.
That's true. That's true. That's so true. And have you just finished a COVID test where the nasal swab has given you the unprecedented somatic insight into just how much of your head is hollow bits? Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, it'll temporarily soothe your existential vulnerability and help you recreate the mucus that will coat those tender parts inside your head. And today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by Prepper Magazine. This week with a gardening section with a fold-out DIY man trap with snakes and stakes. If you've already got a bunker and a machine gun emplacement, you need a man trap with snakes and stakes. Prepper Magazine will also include a step-by-step guide to building your own man-sized snake and stake pit. And if the stakes don't get them, the snakes will. Also in this week's Prepper Magazine, a homeschooling section for the post-apocalypse, including how to teach your child to garrote an intruder, a cut-out cardboard Disney-themed shooting range, and a fold-out genealogy chart so they know who's genetically distant enough for safe rebreeding when the time comes to regenerate the human race from the ashes. Get that in this week's publication of Prepper Magazine.
Now, here's the thing about Prepper Magazine. If you're the kind of person who's going underground instead of buying a space shuttle and having yourself launched into space and hope there's a better world out there, you're sunk to begin with. Real preppers, honestly, like myself, know that you're not going to survive the apocalypse by staying on Earth and waiting it out. We've all seen every apocalypse movie. It's horrible. You just go to space, and if you die in space, that's fine. At least you're not down here with the hoi polloi getting eaten by zombies or getting washed away by climate change.
Look, if movies have taught me nothing else, it's that if you want to survive an apocalypse, what you need most of all is a jawline.
Mm-hmm. That's true. The soft jawed will not survive the apocalypse, and it's not a practical reason.
I get swept away by the thousands.
Mm-hmm. It's just we're going to need our survivors to be photogenic.
It's important. No one else looks good with that much mud on their face, really.
No, you need a Thoreau. That's who's surviving. Which is why I've had myself replaced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who again I am right now on these calls. Just the projection, the audio projection of a jawline is something that I think is really intimidating and really helpful for me when I'm doing business.
Yeah, also the prospect that you'll rip your own gate off if you can't figure out how to work the electronics on it.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. That was actually an ad for Gondelman brand estate gates. Mm-hmm. It's a little viral marketing. He and I, we do a lot of business together, The Rock and I, who I am.
But I shouldn't keep saying that.
It's less of a deep fake when I keep saying it. I'm new at this. That's Dwayne talking.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, no, I get that, Dwayne. I think, you know, it's a wonderful thing that you are putting yourself out there for such a great business partner. And I, for one, support your platform. In fact, we are selling T-shirts on our merch site. If you go to thebuglepodcast.com, we're selling Rock/Island 2020 T-shirts. And of course, I was confronted by apparently an alternate dimension letter writer a couple of days ago who said that it's customary in the other dimension to list the president first and vice president second. Mm-hmm. So it would be Island/Rock. But of course, in our dimension, it's whoever has the biggest biceps goes first in the list, right?
Of course. Yes, obviously. You wouldn't want to be voting for the smaller bicep candidate as the president. It's like, especially not with the apocalypse looming like the way it is. You want a bigger bicep on top of the ticket, which seems like it would get top heavy, but really it's buoyant.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, that's all the time we have for the ad section, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Top story today, deepfake and video news brought to you by the deepfake himself, Josh Gondelman, currently being played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What's happening in the world of deepfake right now?
Well, I'd like you to smell what the Josh is cooking, if you'll indulge me for a moment. Deepfake technology is incredibly important, and why wouldn't we plow ahead with it? I believe that all progress is good progress. After all, progress, the word, is short for pretty much no regrets. I have a social network now. Because there's so much catfishing and so much fraud on other social networks, I've developed a social network. It's basically Facebook that's all deep fakes. And it's called, intuitively, I imagine you can guess, DeepBook. Now, the more obvious potential for evil a technology has, the smaller the potential for misuse. Think about it. That's the great thing with deepfakes. We know exactly how bad it will get. With something like the original Facebook, we couldn't anticipate how destructive it would be, how much it would muddle democracy and allow white supremacist groups to spread and the like. But when you invent a technology that is built to harm, you can anticipate exactly how much harm it will cause. Let's say you invented murder lasers, which you can't because I own the patent. And I, of course, meaning Dwayne The Rock Johnson, actually, in this context. You know what can happen. Murder with lasers and lots of it. And that's a very clean concept, right? Mm. When the worst case scenario is right on the surface, it puts my mind at ease. Yes, people are going to steal identities and ruin reputations and commit frauds, but they'll be doing it on my ad-supported social network, DeepBook.
Well, thank you so much. That's all the time we have for your top story. And we don't have time for Letters to the Editor today because we've had such a fun show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're a listener in the other dimension, why not share us about on your social media? That seems like a thing that you guys do. Your guest today on the podcast was the wonderful Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
Yes. I have a podcast of my own called Make My Day. It's a one-on-one comedy game show where the only contestant always wins, and they get a $100 grand prize donation to the charity of their choice every week.
Oh, that's an incredibly lovely thing and not congruent with your identity in this dimension at all.
Well, it all gets funneled back to myself through kind of shell nonprofits.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up to support me on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and downloads of all of my stand-up specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His subordinate producer, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.